Paul says somewhere, it seemed good to me and the Holy Spirit, and he goes on to say he's wanting to visit somewhere. Today, it seems good to me to share with you a prayer that I pray every day. It isn't long, but it does pack a certain punch. It goes like this. Thank you, Father, it's you who schedule my conflicts. Thank you, Father, you have given me all the rights of an overcomer. Thank you, I am amongst wolves, but the lion is padding alongside. Thank you for this training ground. Thank you, I am in a new season, a new beginning. Thank you that all I experience is for my good, my profit, my increase, my training, my upgrade, my equipping. I say yes to this development and embrace the joy and the pain. Thank you, my goal is greater faith and a more overtly supernatural lifestyle. Thank you, you rightly correct me. Jeremiah 46:28. I trust you. I love you. Amen. I find I've been praying that daily since August 2009. What am I saying? There are times when we need to keep on praying things, not for God's benefit, but ours. Because when I pray that, I'm reinforcing what I want to become and where I want to go in Him. I am matching His intentional desires towards me with mine to be as He wants me to be. We are agreed and walking together. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? He wants us to grow. He's always present future with us. He always calls us higher. Why not write a prayer of your own? Something that reflects what you are becoming. An overcomer who is more than a conqueror. Just a thought.